thar's gold in them thar fields. Well, not actually the precious metal. Rather, it is a wildflower, goldenrod. The blooming of these yellow gold flowers marks the ending of summer. The early goldenrods have just started flowering and will be joined by others over the next month or so. By the time they are in full bloom, some fields and roadsides will be awash in a golden sea of flowers. There are over 100 species of these native plants. Although considered weeds by many people, goldenrods are a late summer source of nectar for bees, wasps, butterflies, flies, and other insects. They were a source of interest for Thomas Edison and almost played an important role in American history. As World War I approached, Edison was concerned about the reliability of the foreign supply of rubber for tires and other products. With the support of Henry Ford and Harvey Firestone, Edison tested over 17,000 plants searching for a source of latex to make rubber domestically. He found that source in goldenrods. However, before rubber production efforts could begin using goldenrod latex, Edison became ill and died. Ford's researchers soon discovered a synthetic rubber, and the goldenrod research was abandoned. If events had played out differently, we might be driving today on goldenrod tires. This has been Nature Notes from the Montour Area Recreation Commission. We hope you will note something new and exciting on your next nature outing.